Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
If Duke thinks this is the year to beat UNC, the Blue Devils had better think again. This is Archansky with the Duke Carolina edition of Sports Notebook. The records are dead even. Both teams 5-2 overall and 2-1 in the ACC. And they are mirror images of each other, each playing a no-huddle, fast-paced offense and an amoeba-like 4-2-5 defense. So it seems like an even game at Wallace Wade Stadium at 7 p.m. on national TV, even if it is ESPN with a U at the end. But I always tell people that the surest way to predict the future is to look at the past, and Carolina has won an astonishing 21 of the last 22 games between these arch rivals, who are dead even on the basketball court. Football has been a different story since Duke whitewashed Carolina 41-0 in 1989 and posed in front of the scoreboard for a picture when some dummy from UNC should have turned it off. The series was pretty even after that game, 37-35 and 4 ties in Carolina's favor. But Duke's only win since then was in 2003. And the Blue Devils believe that the circumstances have conspired to make this their year. Not so. Wallace Wade, as always, will be half light blue, and their team is better in every category. When Larry Fedora's first season has hit a blip, the Heels have beaten themselves. Both teams play the no-huddle offense, which by the rules can make the defense out of position. If a team substitutes an offense, the defense has to have time to substitute too. But if the same offensive players stay on the field, they can snap the ball as soon as they're ready. Carolina has been better at catching opponents with 12 men on the field or not being lined up when Bryn Renner gets the ball. Carolina's NFL front line, led by future pros James Hurst and Jonathan Cooper, will blast open Duke's defense, and Giovanni Bernard will have another field day at night. The defense did a good job of keeping Miami from completing the long ball, and Duke's offense isn't as good as the Hurricanes. The UNC special teams, which punts and covers well, blocks kicks, and tries trick plays, is also a far superior unit. So it's 1-2-3, what are we fighting for? Duke tries to get its sixth win and first bowl bid since 1994. Carolina tries to keep rolling toward 10-2 and the North Carolina State Championship, whatever that means. This particular game, it means the Tar Heels in a blowout and 22 of the last 23. This is Archansky. See ya.